That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emma Shagormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I can't believe this year is coming to an end.
I mean, no, but I'm ready for it to be over.
I'm kind of ready for it to be over. It went fast and sometimes very slow.
But we learned a lot.
We did.
I feel like we kind of came out of it looking better.
I think we came out of it looking better.
We got beat down at points.
We got beat down at points. We did.
But you know what? We're glowing.
We're glowing.
We're going to talk about the products that made us glow.
Yeah, we're glowing and we're growing. And we're going to be talking about the 22 best beauty products of the year 2022. That's right. We're wrapping it up with a bow, people, with our favorite beauty products. To be exact, 22. Today, it's just the best of the best, the top of the top, the creme de la creme, whittled down. That's 11 each.
Level playing field.
Level playing field. This was seriously tight. It was a tight edit. It was a difficult edit. We really wanted to only highlight the ones that have captured us, that have kept our hearts, that may lead into 2023.
This is how I'm going to define its importance for you guys. These are the ones that I actually packed to bring with me. So you know they're legit.
They're legit.
This is not something I'm just pulling out for fun.
So right before we started shooting, everybody's like, no, you can't do that. You've talked about baby too much. I'm just like, you've used it three times. I'm going to have 12 instead of 11. But Baby by Merit is back in stock. And I know it's the nude, the no nude, the pinky nude. It's clean beauty. It's affordable. It's back in stock. But I'm also going to have another part, Kosas. It's a plump and juicy collagen lip balm that is just gorgeous. There's no color. It's not too goopy, but it's goopy enough. And it's very, very hydrating. And it's going in 2023 with me.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to start with my skincare before I get into some makeup. So I'm going to start with my new favorite cleanser. And I've been on struggle bus with my cleansers because my true test is always, when I use my white towel, does it stay white after I wash my face? And with You Beauty's The Mantle Skin Conditioning Wash, I have to tell you guys, it is incredible. Let me tell you guys, it's a double cleanse makeup remover in a single step. And it's actually an innovative oil balm that emulsifies into a cleansing milk. And what I love about it is you put it on your face when your skin is wet, and it really does turn into a milk. And then the double cleanse part of it comes, you actually add more water to your hand and then keep going. You don't have to wash it off and then start all over again. But when you wipe your face off in that white towel, there is no makeup left. And your skin doesn't feel tight. It doesn't feel dry. It restores its natural pH. I cannot get enough of this cleanser. And you can use it over your eye makeup as well. And it just kind of swoops it all off.
Very hydrating.
Very hydrating. So Tina Chen Craig, or you've just done it again. You Beauty, love you. Love this conditioning skin wash.
She's done it again. All right. So this is an ode
to our new best friend.
Our new best friend, Victoria Beckham. Just wanted to highlight it because we did talk about it on the episode and I've been using it now all year long. The Victoria Beckham by Augustinus Botter Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturizer. It's a bit expensive at $145. It's the best priming moisturizer that's out there. It improves skin's radiance and minimizes pores and imperfections. It's a must use under your makeup. It doesn't peel or it just goes on. It makes your makeup go on better. or you can even wear it on its own. It's that good. And I have to say, I'm the color golden. And
it's beautiful. You've been using it for like 2 years now since it launched.
It's going into 2024.
Yeah, like it's that the best. Good. It's really
it's just yummy. It truly is a golden.
It's stunning. It really.
And it just gives you that dewy glow that underneath that you can literally layer it, but you don't have to.
No, I mean, I am going to then dive into my own Victoria Beckham product. It is the Cell Rejuvenating Power Serum. And I've got to tell you, I have been using this as a base under my makeup. And I know you're supposed to use a vitamin C serum in the mornings. I do still try to, whatever I have at hand. But I put this serum on top under my makeup. And I will still put a moisturizing base on top just to...
Because it's tricky layering with serums when you know you have to wear makeup or you're going to wear makeup. Can we just talk about the packaging?
I mean, it's so chic. But
it's chic.
It really is chic. But you bring up a good point, Molly. And I think this is something that I actually, when I do any like makeup videos or tutorials on my Instagram, I get asked questions. And I think it's so important to talk about this because people want to know, like, when you put on your makeup, yes, you can put a primer on, but like the most important thing, I think the biggest mistake a lot of women make is they don't hydrate their skin enough before they put their base on.
Because they feel like, oh, it's going to slip off. But Joey did my makeup yesterday. And even if you're using a primer or a serum,
you still need to hydrate.
You still need to hydrate. I had my Rodial Glow Drop. I was like, oh, you don't need moisturizer. Like, no, that's your glow. You still need to moisturize. So make sure you moisturize.
You have to hydrate. So this serum, it feels light, but it also still like kind of stays put on the skin and it kind of just melts with the makeup really, really beautifully. So I absolutely love this serum. I think she's done everything very thoughtfully. And to your point, the packaging is a 10.
It's very thoughtful. And there's a white liner, eyeliner that goes inside the eye that makes your eyes look bigger. That is so good.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's just so much. This is a recent one. It's Makeup by Mario. It's a soft sculpt transforming skin powder at $34. This went viral when the new Kardashian show came out. Mario, as we all know, is Kim's makeup artist. Super lightweight. Gives a beautiful glow. It's a 3-in-1 powder. So it sets your makeup and it comes in 5 shades. I am a medium. And I have to say, it is such a beautiful...
It's like an ombre.
It's like an ombre. It's sculpting, but it's got a little bit of a highlight, but not too much shimmer. We'll take a picture of it somewhere on our social so you guys can see it. But it's called the Makeup by Mario Soft Sculpt Transforming Skin Perfector. It's beautiful. It can contour. You can put it on where naturally the sun hits you, on your nose, on your cheeks. It's beautiful. You can also use it as eyeshadow if you really wanted to. It's amazing. By the way, his line is strong.
So I think we're like sensing a theme here. We're all about the skin. And I think going into 2023, that's definitely like making sure our skin always looks good. Our makeup kind of is always dewy and glowy. It's our keywords.
Dewy and glowy.
I recently tried the Kosas Revealer Skin Improving Foundation, and it's got hyaluronic acid, and it's got an SPF of 25.
And you're wearing it right now.
And I'm wearing it right now, and I am obsessed. It stays on your skin. If you liked the Ilia, the serum tint one, this is that, but it just is a touch more,
It gives
more coverage,
you a little bit more coverage, exactly.
A touch more glow. It's not as oily looking, so which I like, because I still think you're not compromising on the glow, but you're not looking as oily as you can with the Ilia. It's beautiful, and it comes in shades. Like there's olive, there's neutral, there's if you're a little more pink. I am in the medium neutral 220 is my color, and it's perfect, and I'm loving this foundation. It's definitely coming into 23 with me in a big way.
You know what I love about it? You don't see it.
No.
But it covers.
It looks like your skin.
It looks like your skin.
And it melts so nicely in with that serum. So that's my new fave.
This episode is brought to you by K18. You guys, it's the end of the year. We're in the final stretch. I know I'm definitely ready to take some time off, relax, be with my family. And I have to say, there's no better time than the holidays to indulge in a little extra self-care. Use this time wisely, people, to reset, really take care of yourself. Do what you need to do to get yourself in good shape for the new year. If you're someone who's lazy about using a hair mask, I know, they take a really long time, blah, 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 blah. then you're going to be really excited about this. K18 is an awesome brand I've been using for a little while now. And a hot tip, they're starting to explode. So I jump on the bandwagon sooner than later. Okay, so what is K18 if you're not familiar? They're so much more than a beauty brand. In fact, they're not even really a beauty brand at all. They're a biotech company that creates clinically proven, science-backed hair products. How cool is that? Their breakthrough leave-in molecular repair hair mask reverses damage in 4 minutes on all hair types. Did you hear me? Reverses damage in 4 minutes on all hair types. So it's hardly anything off your back. 4 minutes is literally no time at all. You have all the time to do that. Bring your hair into the future with K18 Molecular Repair, available now at Sephora and Sephora.com. Unlike most products that cover up damage, this one works really well for people like myself who either have bleached, colored, chemical service hair or use just a lot of heat. The secret is in their patented K18 peptide born after 10 years of complex bioscience research, which restores strength and elasticity to the innermost layers of your hair. Give yourself the best self-care gift. You guys, this holiday season, just try it. You're going to love it. You can wear it. You can do the mask on dry hair. You can do it on wet hair. It's amazing. Shop K18's Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask at Sephora and Sephora.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Chriselle Lim, co-founder and CMO of Boomo. As a busy working parent myself, I felt like there was a lack of options for parents and I personally needed more support. So that's what we're doing here on Being Boomo. We're here to make your life easier, a little less stressful, and help you navigate through this complex thing called parenting. So subscribe now to Being Boomo at applepodcast.com/beingboomo or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, gotta go. See you guys soon.
I have to say,
it's still a winner.
You converted me. I'm a banana low light person now.
The banana low lighter from Rodial, $45. I use it all the time. It does brighten an under eye. I swear by this. It makes you go from looking tired to not tired in seconds. Lit from within. You need a dot. And take this on a plane, offer red eye, take it when you're tired, do a little eye mask, whatever, dot a little bit of this. Works every time.
Makes you look wide awake.
It literally does make you look wide awake. And you know, everyone suffers from like different things like darkness or puffiness, but I have to say it is really universal. And I love the lit from within one and I think it's fantastic. I really do. I can't stop using it. And I've tried other under eye and I love it.
I do love that one. I also love, so there's two. I actually really wanted to, and I couldn't find it when I was packing, and I don't know if I had it in a bag and I lost it. The IT Cosmetics, they have a new Bye-Bye Under Eye Full Coverage Anti-Aging Waterproof Concealer, but it's so creamy, and it's a tiny, tiny little dab of it goes a super, super long way, and I absolutely love it. Like, it just stays put. I kind of put it right in the inner corner of my eye and right underneath, also in the outer corners, and I go from looking dead or half asleep to like bright-eyed, and it is just a perfect match for my color. I'm medium tan, I think, is my color, and I love it. It doesn't dry or crease under your eye, which that's like my biggest thing with under eye concealer is it can start to look cakey. It doesn't. It stays put, and it looks like a little luminous.
I think that's what really gets women afraid is that it does look cakey. Like, they tend not to use a concealer and they'll just use their foundation. There's a difference between foundation concealer, and it can't be too heavy. You don't want to see it.
I actually saw a very interesting trick that I want to try, and it might be a TikTok trend that I saw. Mm. It was a bunch of people taking their concealer and mixing it with eyeshadow primer. And they were putting it underneath their eyes. I just don't own eyeshadow primer, so I have to buy one. Mm. But I was wanting to try it because apparently it kind of gives like a little extra luminescence.
I love that.
To the under eye. But here's like another little hack.
Well, I use mine. I mean, I use my Augustine Spotter.
To go under the eye.
To go under the eye. And then I will still add a little bit of the low light. So it's kind of the same.
It's kind of the same technique. Yeah. But one of the things I think a lot of women make a mistake with when you apply concealer is they apply it all the way under your eye. And the important thing to remember is just apply right in that inner crevice and then just flick up the outer corner. because this, we all have like these little dark lines kind of outside of here. But when you start to get here, that's when it starts to look crepey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need concealer here because we all have fine lines here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it can settle. I don't care what concealer you're using, it'll settle. But
it'll
right
settle.
Here, just that's where the shadows are. That's natural. Like that's, you've got that.
Mm-hmm. It's that little pocket right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Fridays this summer came out with Shade Drops Broad Spectrum SPF 30. It's a mineral milk. This is the best for sheer coverage. It's a great base. We always push some type of SPF. It's great under makeup and it makes you feel like it's going light, like mm-hmm. you don't feel heavy. A lot of people, you know, in the next couple of weeks will be traveling to somewhere warm or just going to be out in the sun. Even again, if you're going in the snow, you're skiing, it's really important,
you
even probably
sunscreen.
More important to wear sunscreen. So I wanted to kind of end the year with it. I really like it. It's $36. It's clean and it's an SPF 30. And again, it's totally buildable.
You brought up a really good point. I think a lot of people think they don't need to wear sunscreen when they're in the cold.
Oof,
but
that snow, that reflection
burn.
Of the white, you
Oof.
Burn.
I have seen some nasty sunburns coming out of like an Aspen holiday.
I know, exactly.
All right. Would it be a beauty wrap-up for me if I didn't talk about Westman Atelier?
I know.
Obviously
These
not.
Are new too, people.
This is new. These are the Vital Skincare Complexion Drops. And full disclosure, I own them in two different colors, shade number 7 and then shade number 9, which I have to say is a little ludicrous that I buy something called shade number 9. But that's the colors that work for me. These are a serum-infused complexion drop. They're tinted. They do a little bit more work than your average tinted moisturizer. They're a little bit more coverage. It's $68. I like to use my fingers to kind of press it into my skin. It is very luminous. Very, very, very dewy. You know, I gave some to Joey this morning and he mixed it with the Kosas actually. And he loved it. He's like, oh, this combo is the best. But it is just a really, if you're just running out the door and you are not wanting to look finished and polished but not done, this is incredible, and I do it. This is kind of my daily go-to, and I just take my foundation stick, the Westman Atelier foundation stick, and wherever I have a little more redness or if I have a pimple or whatever I want to cover up, that is where I add a little bit more with that. Well worth the $68. I love it. And the packaging is gorgeous, too.
So when you get this, then on top of this, if you want to look healthy and glowy, my BFF across from me made me get this. It is the Chanel Le Beige Oversized Healthy Glow Sun-Kissed Powder. Beautiful. Sun-Kissed Medium. And use it all summer long. Use it all year long. It makes you look like you have a tan. I'm still using it. It's buildable. It comes in 3 shades. It really is one of the best.
It's a beautiful bronzer.
It is a beautiful bronzer. It does not have a shimmer. It looks a little dark in the palette, but it doesn't. It
no.
just... You are tan with this product.
But you don't look dirty. That's what
you
I like about it.
Don't look dirty.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful.
It is, I have to say, and it will last you forever. I love it.
Yeah, I love that bronzer.
I love it.
Now, I used to swear I would never wear a powder blush.
You okay?
And I have been converted. I have not worn a cream blush in
Wait, which one is this
months.
One?
I bought this summer.
Oh,
this is my RMS.
Oh, the RMS. I talked about this. These are amazing on my story. She sent them to me.
I bought this in the Hamptons this summer when I was visiting you. And it is the RMS Redimension Hydra Powder Blush. So it's basically, it is a powder blush, stays on your skin like a powder blush, but looks like a cream blush. And I have two colors. I have the one I have here is the Maiden's Blush color, which is gorgeous. It's kind of like this mauve-y, bronzy mm-hmm. color. It's my everyday color.
It is a perfect blush highlight, too.
It is so pretty. It really is so pretty. I have another color at home called French Rosé.
And that's the beautiful pink one.
It's a beautiful, bright pink. It's like a pop of pink on top of this. And it's, I've got to tell you guys, typically my aversion to powder blushes has been, they look talky. This
that's
does not.
A powder highlight. It's like a blush highlight.
But it's got color.
It's got color.
It's very pigmented. So that RMS is $30 and it's clean.
Beautiful.
I have to tell you, I'm proud of how many clean products we've converted to. And that says how far clean beauty has come, guys. Because I used to not be into it.
What I love about that, too, is you can also just buy the inserts.
Totally.
Which is...
Well, except I broke my case. So
well, that's all right. Another clean beauty brand we had on this year, we had Miss Lainey Kroll on for Say Beauty, and she talked about her Dew Blush Liquid Cheek Blush.
I love her.
I loved her. It comes in spicy, but the color that I love is chili. It's $25. It's a bit darker, less coral poppy pink for summer. It's a gorgeous, rosy, a little goes a long way. You literally need like a dot. You can use this on your lips. You can use this on your cheeks. It's buildable and it's just that perfect base. And again, you can put over the RMS,
the Hydra blush.
Yeah, one you just mentioned, which I love. But this is incredible. Say Do Blush. And it's a liquid chic blush in chili. The color is chili. It's a little darker, kind of a plum rose. Beautiful. And I love it.
Now, I have never been a big, well, here we go. Let's start by saying it's another Victoria Beckham product. Because we're just besties now, guys. Mm. So, you know, Posh and Molly and I, like, we know we're going to have dinner at some point in some time in New York. However, in all seriousness, her Bitten lip tints are so beautiful. And Molly, do you know what this color is called?
What color?
Poupette.
No, it's not.
It's called Poupette. And it's Molly. Poupette. Molly's sweet, beautiful puppy that
my Yorkie. She died. She's almost 20 years old. And her daughter, Chloe, who was almost 18, 17, 18, 19. Oh, they were like, my Poupette.
That is a great color.
So it's this beautiful beigey nude. Think of like.
But it's got a little rose.
It's got a little rose, but it's a tint.
It's a tint.
And typically we think of, when we think of a lip tint, we think of like a berry or like a red because you want to stain it. You don't really think you're going to stain your lip like a nudie rosy color. But this is gorgeous. I love this color.
Oh, I love it.
Don't put it on your lips right now.
I'm not putting it on my lips. Did you say don't put it on? I'm not. But it really is. But what I like about it, that it's a gloss but a tint.
It's a gloss but a tint. And I'm obsessed with it. And yeah. I actually put her clear ice gloss on after.
Ooh, I love her ice gloss. Oh,
a good clear gloss, guys. I gotta tell you, nothing beats a good clear gloss.
Well, let me just go right into it. The Hourglass High Shine Volumizing Lip Gloss in Halo. $32.
You made me buy that and I love it.
Shea butter, avocado oil, super hydrating, rich moisture, long-lasting, clear with shimmer. Can go on by itself at the beach, can build onto anything, the lip tint. It just adds that extra bit of, it's just juicy.
Makes your lips look plumper.
It does. It's a good color. There's no color, but just, it's good. It's like
she's
a-
like frosty.
It's like, it's not really frosty though. But maybe I've got a lot on. But
no, she's like a twinkle.
She's like a twinkle. I don't know. It just makes me happy. It makes me happy and I love it. And I always carry it in my bag. And she's going with me into 2023.
It's hard to believe that 2023 is just about here and 2022 is coming to an end. I really feel like the years go by faster and faster, and I always get a little nostalgic around the holidays. It's a time for reflecting on the year we're leaving behind and looking forward to what's to come. I have to say, I'm really ready for what's to come. New Year's Eve is always one of those funny holidays that's such a wild card. Some people love it, some people really don't like it. I think I fall somewhere in between. This year, I'm really just grateful to be away with my family and all together. And I think when it comes down to that, that's really what I care about as I get older. And it wouldn't be New Year's Eve without a little dress up to accompany the night. Even if we're just staying in, we haven't exactly decided our firm plans yet. I always love to add a little sparkle to what I'm wearing. Come on, guys. I will always embrace a festive moment with some shine and some shimmer. And where better to do that then through Macy's Own Your Style. You guys know by now how much I love their curated shops. And of course, there is no skimping on this. Just go to macys.com/ownyourstyle to check out some amazing pieces that will no doubt give you just the dose of inspiration you need. From shimmering minis to metallic accented accessories to glittering jewelry, add a little beauty in there as well. There's so many fun ways to incorporate festivity into your wardrobe. It really is just a matter of how much you're willing to commit to the theme. And people, we always commit to a theme. So if you, like me, are looking to ring into the new year with a bang, then look no further than macys.com/ownyourstyle. That's macys.com/ownyourstyle.
All right, guys, big hunt for a good mascara. For people that used to have lash extensions that were obsessed with long lashes and glued them on our eyelashes every 2 weeks, it's been a struggle trying to find something that could replicate that. And Ilia, with the new Fullest Volumizing Mascara, I've got to tell you, it is incredible. It's $28. It is natural and clean. It doesn't flake. It doesn't come off. I'll be honest with you. If I forget to take my mascara off at night, I wake up in the morning, it is not under my eyes, which I find a miracle. So I am a fan of a good curl of the eyelashes. And then this big fat brush just gets in there and makes you have these dramatic, dark, thick, curled eyelashes. I'm obsessed with it. It really, like, I just put one, you know, eye on and you can see such a big difference. And I definitely think this is my mascara for 2023.
She's literally, you've used it more than probably any other product.
I'm obsessed with it.
You are obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's definitely. And yet again, like, clean. Like, I'm so proud of ourselves of how many clean products we have here.
Me too. I'm going to switch to this eye on its own. You cannot beat. It's Charlotte Tilbury Eyes to Mesmerize Cream Shadow in Star Gold.
Mm. You love that color.
I do love this color. It's shimmery. It's a little bit smoky. It's long lasting. And I mean, it's like the perfect, I don't know. It's great for every eye color. It's great for a blonde. It's great for dark. Chriselle Lim, who was on, she had a little bit of this color on it. Just, I don't know. It's like that smoky, bronzy,
so pretty.
Rose gold.
It's like sexy, but
it's like sexy. And you can build it up, but it is, you can wear it under, you can just smudge it on the top. Ah, it's beautiful. And the color is Star Gold. It's amazing. Like, look at that color.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I'm going to pivot quickly to body for a second. Mm. So, you know, we're in the thick of the colder season, and I always try to keep my skin, especially living on the East Coast, as hydrated as possible, because it's easy. Like, we pamper our face and make sure we're all hydrated. But, like, what about the arms and the legs, especially for, you know, wearing jeans? Like, you're like, I might moisturize my legs, whatever. Point being, I have gone back to this product over the years, and I love it. I don't know how to say it. I'm going to just say Goey Oil, Go Oil. It is.
This is old school.
This is old school.
OG.
This is, I'm bringing her back. She is $52 for a big tube. It's an all-over body oil, multi-use. It's a combination of 28 plant, fruit, and flower oils and butters. And it's got like a faint smell of that Minoy, the Tahitian gardenias. It smells delicious. It moisturizes your skin like nothing else. And it's just more than, if you put it on your skin right when you get out of the shower, it emulsifies on your skin and just stays there like a layer on top of your skin, like this like really like deep hydration level. I don't know how to explain it. It's got antioxidant avocado, grapeseed, mango, pumpkin seed butters. I could keep going. It's a clean product. It's beautiful. It is absolutely one of my favorites. You can put it in your hair as well, by the way, guys, and on your cuticles and your hands. So it is multi-purpose and you can travel with it so easily, because that's a big struggle of mine is when I come see you, I want body moisturizer. I throw it in my bag and here it is. So
also, it's great for the family.
It's so good for the family. Your kids have dry skin. It's great.
My kids have terribly dry skin. I'm going to switch gears to the next two products. I can't live without my K18.
You've converted me.
It's a leave-in. I carry the mini now. It comes in. It's a hair mask repair leave-in treatment. It's great for all hair types. It reverses damage in 4 minutes. What makes this different is their patented peptide technology. I forego conditioner sometimes. We'll get out and just use this. I will use it on where I really get blonde, right around my frame. Mm-hmm. Just in my ends. I will do it wet. I will do it dry. And I've never had a product, especially a hair product, that I've used just as well when it's wet or when it's dry. And when it's dry, it doesn't get oily and built up.
But there's a technique to use with it, right? Like, it's a very specific way to use it. Like, you're not supposed to condition. And it really, if you follow the rules of how you're supposed to use it, it really like transforms your hair. Like, it makes your hair get less oily. I mean, I have seen, Molly converted me, and I went down the rabbit hole of this product, guys. And if you do that, you'll see all of the stories about people's hair transformations. And this thing works. Like, it really works.
It's unbelievable. K18, the mini, I recommend if you travel, especially we're at the end of the year. It's $29. Really works.
I love it. All right, so back to the face. Now we're at nighttime skincare for me. And Molly and I were out to dinner a few months ago at Polo Bar in New York City. And this like beautiful hostess comes with her glowing skin.
And I had to ask her. I said, "I'm sorry, your skin looks insane." I said, "Are you wearing makeup?" I mean, I just was in awe.
She attacked her.
I literally, well, I couldn't. I was sitting, you know, squished in the table. But I was like, "Excuse me, what are you wearing on your skin? And tell me what your skincare is." And she started to laugh and she said, "Well, I've got to tell you, there's just one product I'm obsessed with." And she said it was the 111 Skin Celestial Black Diamond Retinol Oil. And I've got to tell you, it's $250. She ain't cheap. But it's an oil with retinol in it, and it is absolutely incredible. I have taken to using it every night. After I wash my face, I do my P50, and then I put that bad boy on. I press it into my skin, and my next product that I won't share yet is what I put on top of it every night, and I have been waking up with my face feeling so hydrated and so plump. It really just, my skin feels 10 times better than it has in a long, long time. So I got to tell you, it's expensive, $250, not cheap, but well worth it.
I'm going to really switch gears and talk about probably the hottest product of 2022.
I need to try it tonight.
It's called Lima. It's the Lima laser. It's all the rage. It's a clinical grade laser for at-home use. It visibly reduces signs of aging for all skin tones without causing pain, irritation. It's the first laser with clinical strength to be FDA approved. This laser is light, it's cold, and it's safe for the eyes. It firms, it reduces fine lines, dark spots, improves texture and tone, calms rosacea. Honestly, it's so good. It instructs existing cells to produce more proteins to fight free radicals, leading to more collagen. Can you believe this? You can use at home now. It's like my kids, it's like a flashlight.
It looks like one of those kaleidoscopes.
It looks like a kaleidoscope. You turn it on, it's red, it's literally can change your life. And
Have
to.
Can I use it tonight?
You can use it tonight.
Okay.
You know, I do love a mask. I do love the Dennis Gross with Spectra Clear. Is that the Dennis Gross? But this is, I mean, this is bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's.
And go on the website too. They have a great site and they have great articles. It's called Lima, LYMA laser. We're going out with a bang. Try that bad boy. Takes down inflammation. The red laser.
Mm. All right. So, this is a Hall of Famer, I feel like. I've talked about this before, and it equal parts grosses me out, but I also just love this product. It's Biologique Recherche Mask Vernix. I think it's $190. You can get it. I think it's available only on very specific sites, and you can get it on Rescue Spa. But this is it says it's a mask, but I use it as my nighttime moisturizer. It is deeply hydrating. I like the smell. It smells kind of like a banana split, but some people are grossed out by the smell. I love it. It is really, really hydrating. And if you know what Vernix is, guys, Vernix is what you're born with. It's like the outer layer of...
It's all the white gooey stuff.
You see the babies soaked in. And it's like meant to protect baby's skin in the womb.
So. Put it to you this way. They don't wipe it off. They literally try to like let the baby soak it in.
It's so good. It's so good. So this is what this cream is. And I will tell you, I use a tiny, tiny little dab. I mean, tell me what you think, Elizabeth. I think it smells delicious, but some people are really grossed out by the smell of it. Yeah, their products, you're not buying them because they smell like lilies of the valley, but they work. They work. And it really is. This is revitalizing, regenerating, and protective facial cream mask. Again, I use it as my nighttime cream. And I've been, the combination for me that is winning right now is this oil, the retinol oil from 111 Skin with this mask. And I think this is going to take me well into spring of 2023.
It is. I mean, I can't believe it. That's it.
That's it, guys.
Our absolute favorites. You have no idea how hard it was to edit down. I mean, we could have done.
Could have kept going.
We could have kept going.
I do have my whole makeup bag here.
I do too. I'm like,
Elizabeth's like, cut.
She's like, can we keep it even to 22? Do you know how hard it is for 22? I do have my...
I have my whole bag here.
We're going to do this. But I have just, you know, this is the last episode of the year. And we just wanted to take a moment and thank our listeners and everyone who's been in our community and, you know, through Instagram, through social, through DMs, through text, all of our friends and family for making Lipstick on the Rim so successful. We would not be here without you. I mean, it's literally would just be Amisha and I on the phone sharing our products. But we really do love not only sharing what we use, but what we do. And you know, we're on this journey with all of you. And, you know, I think what has been great about this year, we have had incredible guests on. We have had an incredible guest that we've learned from that you're like, wait, what? And you know, that's given us perspective, that's given us hope, that's
we're learning from. And I think that's, it's sort of, I would say we're on this journey with you guys too. Like, some of this is us talking about our favorite products, but like these people that we get to talk to, we're learning from alongside with you.
And that's why I think we're so incredibly, shall I say, picky. We're so careful who we put on there, because we really want to bring people that can educate us, that can help us figure out a problem.
That it's an added value. Like, what's the added value we're getting?
And what's the added value? And, you know, talking about topics that may be taboo, talking about things that are uncomfortable, you know, I have to say, you know, shooting a podcast with your partner who's on the East Coast can sometimes feel daunting. But every time, like, we finish shooting, I'm always like, wow, I really learned something. Or like, oh, that person was so interesting. And I think, you know, isn't that the goal? And, you know, curiosity is everything. And I think curiosity keeps you young and learning. And I'm so glad we've been on the air now a year and a half. I can't believe it. And I wouldn't change it. At the beginning, I'm like, well, aren't we going to, we're going to run out of things to say. I'm like, oh my God, I think this is just the beginning. And, you know, I think going into 2023, it is just the beginning. We're going to bring you an episode next year at the top of the year. It's all about our New Year's resolutions and new you, new us. And I really think it's kind of the same us, but we're gonna improve on it. You know, we've learned a lot. We're gonna keep evolving. But we just wanted
but
to thank our
still
community.
Have fun, guys, because this is still a beauty podcast. Fun. So, like,
yes, we've got trends coming up. We've got, I mean, it's going to be such a great year. I can't tell you. I want to thank my team, to everyone out there, Kenna and Elizabeth and Schaefer and Jordan, and everybody who makes that happen. Daniela, Amy, Selma,
Ruti. I gotta thank Ruti holding down the fort.
You know. Gotta think, Ruti. But most of all, we wouldn't be here without our husbands. Yeah. I'm just joking. Mike and Scott, we want to thank you. No, literally, they're so supportive. We are so lucky to have them, and truly, and all our kids. And, you know, it's,
we just got a picture, by the way, of our daughters at In-N-Out. Just FYI.
I know. They're at In-N-Out. They're living their best life. And I'm very lucky we get to do this week after week with my bestie. And I know I'm going long, but it always makes me a little emotional. But I love you, sis.
I love you. Thank you for picking me as your partner in beauty crimes.
You're the best partner in beauty. Happy New Year, you guys. I hope in the next few days you think about your year and have a little perspective and all the things you want to do and all the things you want to improve on, and just take a moment to yourself and remember self-care, people. It's what we're going
add
into.
Add to cart.
Add to cart. All right, you guys. Have a good week. We'll see you next.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website, where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Kenna Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.